It's time for this week's Focus on Business. According to the Centers for Disease Control, at least 2 million people in the United States become infected with bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics. At least 23,000 people die each year as a direct result of these infections. One way these pathogens are spread is through a hospital's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, or HVAC system. Filtration alone does not capture all of these pathogens. That deficiency has given rise to technology known as UVGI that uses ultraviolet light to cleanse the air circulating in healthcare environments. One company that produces it is Purgenix, with offices in Atlanta and Lexington. Tom Martin talked with the CEO, Sam Perkins.
Without getting too terribly technical on us, how's it work?
Well, basically, you think of ultraviolet C-band energy, that's what we refer to it as a very high-frequency energy. In fact, so high-frequency, if we didn't have the ozone, it would come through from our neighbor called the sun. But the ozone protects us from it. And so what it's actually doing is that this energy alters and breaks the DNA or RNA inside of a living organism so that it either kills it or makes it so it cannot replicate.
How does your company's system differ from conventional hospital air filtration?
What we do is we have a patented platform of angling these lamps, and that creates a very smooth energy field, and that's the patent that we hold. And what we're able to do is then be able to design energy fields and intensities that we can place inside of the air handling unit where it's the pivot point of all air into the building, either from outside or return air coming back in from the occupied space. And so we build that energy field to complement the function of the filters.
Are there many of these systems on the market? Is this a competitive field?
Curiously, the biggest competition is doing nothing, using the old technology of filtration. There are a lot of people that sell you lamps that emit ultraviolet. It's actually in the application where the difference is, and we actually build and design our systems for the purpose of addressing the pathogens that are of concern in a hospital. That's what differentiates us in particular.
A study that came out in 2010 came to the conclusion that, as they put it, more targeted studies are needed to evaluate the efficacy, safety, and incremental benefit of UVGI. Do you know of any additional studies have since come out that might refute that?
We would welcome many more studies, Tom. It needs to be studied. It's very difficult, though, to study this in environment because, can you put a radioisotope on the pathogen that is in the air handling unit and track it all the way through and demonstrate it's the one that made it to the patient? That's a challenge. There are many challenges in studying this very issue, and yet there's, quite frankly, a great deal of common sense to it also.
Now, we've talked mostly in terms of protecting the patient, but a hospital is a big building, and there are many people there who are not necessarily patients. There's staff, there are janitorial services, visitors. We're talking about air that affects everybody.
If there's one thing every person shares in a hospital, it's the air. Nobody escapes sharing the air. So what we find is something is going on the way of a disease in room 123 is going back through the air returns up to the air system and being shared with room 124 and every other room in that hospital. So you're right. It can't be isolated. Everybody shares it. And that's patients, it's employees, and that's the visitors.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.